Okay, would you say your name and give me your title?
My name's Kevin Bradley, and I'm a professor at the University of Missouri and a State Extension weed scientist.
All right, and Kevin, in your scouting earlier this year with this warm winter and continued very warm March that we had last month, what were you seeing in terms of weeds, and what kind of concerns do you have for growers?
Well, we've seen something that's kind of unprecedented with this warm weather. Our weed emergence has just been something that that I personally have never seen before. Most of our summer annual weeds that could emerge have done so already. And so, you know, I think one of the first clues for us was about, you know, even 5 or 6 weeks ago when we saw some of the earliest emerging summer annuals, giant ragweed, for example. I call that kind of an indicator species. And what I mean by that is when I see giant ragweed emerge in the spring, it's usually the first summer annual weed to emerge, and then kind of everything falls in line right after that. Well, what was different this year is that it came up so much earlier, and sure enough, everything fell in line right after that. So to be here in April and have seen just about every summer annual weed emerge already in the first 2 weeks of April, it's really odd for sure, and not something we're going to see every year.
All right. Well, what does this mean for farmers in terms of herbicide applications?
Well, I think what it's meaning already for us, I've seen and talked with a lot of growers about what's going on in their fields, a lot of questions about all of this. And you know, normally we're going to have our winter annual weeds die off naturally, or we burn them down with a herbicide, or maybe we do tillage, and those are kind of the three options. And that's pretty normal, and that's happened this year. But what is unusual is as those winter annual weeds have died back, all of a sudden we've got this flush of all these new weeds emerging, and so we've gotten these green fields so much quicker and earlier than normal. And so what's happened is growers have been asking, you know, what do I do? You know, do I wait and just let those summer annuals get bigger and then spray them at the time I normally would, or should I go ahead and spray them now because they're small? And so my recommendation is, yeah, we've got to go ahead, and we can't wait for those weeds to get bigger and hope we get them later on, because that's usually always a recipe for disaster. We've got to go ahead and spray them when they're small. But what it's going to mean more than likely, and particularly for soybeans, is we're probably going to have to go back in there again at planting. Or you know, maybe not in every case, but it's probably sure going to be more of that this year than we've seen before, because, you know, if we're burning down 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ahead of planting, then you know, that's going to mean we're probably going to have to burn down again at planting. So all this flush of all this growth so early is kind of really messed us up from that standpoint.
Okay. Well, it's gonna require more work, more time, more money. However, the price for soybeans is pretty good right now.
Yeah, and that's boy, it's saving us in a lot of ways. Another thing that we've been talking about, and some growers would in a normal year go ahead and put their residual soybean herbicide on with the burn down herbicide, so kind of get it all in one pass, and then maybe they plant 2 weeks, you know, for that or something, and that's okay. But I've been cautioning them to think about that this year, because they sprayed so much earlier, and if we put our residual herbicide on that much earlier, it's all going to be gone by the time you get to planting. And so we don't want to be in that situation. So I definitely say, you know, if you're going to put a residual herbicide on, which I highly encourage, you want to do that as close to planting as possible.
Very good. Now, you have, the University of Missouri has a service on weed emergence. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, it's, you know, there's some other states that have something similar, but, you know, weed emergence is all based on growing degree days, and so we're able to model weed emergence. In other words, you know, X number of growing degree days have accumulated, so based on all the research data, it takes, you know, this number of growing degree days before you get crabgrass to germinate, and so once that timeline hits and the calculator has calculated all that it needs, it'll spit out and say, you know, we have all the days that are necessary, and you should expect crabgrass to germinate in your area on such and such a day. So farmers can in our case, for us, in our model, you know, it's a very specific regionalized model based on weather, historical weather patterns. And so they can literally sign into the service and enter their address or GPS coordinates and things, and it'll give you that kind of report in addition to a lot of other reports as well.
Okay. Well, let's go back to what the original topic was, and that is you summarize what you were telling, advising farmers to do when it comes to herbicides.
Well, my key recommendation based on the different year that we have experienced so far is, yes, go ahead and treat your fields as a burn down now. Do not let the summer annual weed growth get out of hand. But I would say no, don't put on your residual herbicide now, because more than likely that's going to run out, and the residual nature of that product is not going to be of any benefit by the time you plant soybeans. So keep that residual herbicide till later, but it may mean you go across that field twice when you normally would go across it once, but that's just a response to the season we're having so far.